Well, we'll check sports. We'll start off with baseball first in games that were played yesterday. Taking a look at Major League Baseball, the American League East, the Tampa Bay Rays beat the Tigers 6-1. In other games involving the American League East, the Red Sox over the Astros 5-1. The Yankees over Baltimore 3-2. The Blue Jays fell to the Mariners 5-1. Now in the National League East, the Mets over the Cardinals 11-4. Where does that put everybody? Well, it puts everybody like this. The Yankees, once again, with the best record in baseball at 28-9. 5.5 games ahead of Tampa Bay. 8.5 against Toronto. 13 games ahead of Boston and 14.5 ahead of Baltimore. The Yankees are playing consistent. 14-4 at home, 14-5 on the road. They are 6-3 against sub-500 teams. And that means they are 8-1 against other teams. Now, about that, that's not too shabby. And taking a look at the Mets, well, they're 25-14, 6 games ahead of Philadelphia, 7 ahead of Miami, 7.5 ahead of Atlanta, and 12 ahead of Washington. The Mets also pretty even. They're 12-6 at home and 13-6 on the road. 7-3 against teams under 500. That makes them 5-5 against teams with a better than 500 record. So that's the way the cookie crumbles locally in Major League Baseball. And Albert Pujols got 2 hits. He now moved into 10th place all time in the hit parade. Bad news for the Mets. Scherzer is headed for an MRI due to left side discomfort. That's bad news. The Mets are built around their aces. Losing one to injury is difficult. Losing both could once again lead the Mets to this horrible, horrible season. You just hope it doesn't happen because the Mets are playing good right now. And you'd hate to see it all go for naught. For naught, I say. For naught. All right, taking a look at sports of other sorts, we'll go to the scoreboard. We'll start off with the NBA. And last night, Golden State defeated Dallas 112-87 in their game. Coming up today, the Celtics take on Miami. That is, I think, about at 8:30 tonight in the playoffs. All right. Taking a look at the National Hockey League, my Rangers fell to Carolina in overtime 2-1. Carolina leads that series 1-0. Calgary defeated Edmonton 9-6. Calgary leads that series 1-0. Wow. In golf, they are getting set to tee it off with the PGA Championship. And Phil Mickelson, defending champ, is not going to be there. Just a bizarre, horrible story about what's going on with Phil Mickelson and the PGA. Really is very, 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 very horrible to look at. Coming up this weekend in the USFL, the Bandits take on the Stars. The Panthers take on the Stallions on Saturday. On Sunday, the Maulers and Breakers play, and the Gamblers and Generals play. Gamblers are 1-4. The Generals are 4-1. So that's the way that looks. What else? I guess, you know, I'm not ready to talk football yet. Other than the fact that Deshaun Watson has sent an apology text message to his therapist who cried after their session. Who is it really? Oh, gosh. And the Giants co-owner, John Mara, is not happy with hosting a Monday night game during a Jewish holiday. The Giants played the Dallas Cowboys during this Jewish holiday in 1998. He's not happy with it. He told the New York Post he was unhappy the league scheduled the Giants' only Monday night football game for September 26, which falls in the middle of Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year. Quote, "I am well aware of that and not happy about it," end quote. Quoting here, "I made my feelings known to the league as soon as I saw the schedule. We have always requested the league take the Jewish holiday days into consideration when formatting and formulating our schedule. I'm not sure why it happened this year." According to the Post, the Giants requested the NFL take this into consideration, the schedule, after the Giants played in 1998 on that holiday. All right? All right. And I guess that's it. I guess that's it for sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club.